This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. This weekend is the 4th of July, and so we figured it was a good opportunity to do a special Silicon Tally that celebrated America's capital, which is why my guest today is Brad Jenkins, no relation to Leroy of internet meme fame. He is Washington, D.C.'s managing director of the comedy video website Funny or Die. Brad, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
Let's do this, Ben.
One former DEA agent.
Ooh, I actually don't know. I've got nothing.
A former federal agent pled guilty on Wednesday to stealing bitcoins during the government's investigation of Silk Road. This guy's name is Carl Force.
I think I blame his parents for naming him Carl Force.
Officer Force, you're off the... What do you got for me?
26 million people
will be potentially affected by an AT&T DirecTV merger.
26 million people change their Facebook profile pics.
Whoa.
To a rainbow filter version in support of the Supreme Court's marriage equality ruling.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
That is pretty cool. Did you change yours?
I did. And truth be told, I have a baby in my profile picture. So I feel like I'm allowed to make fun of, you know, the people who put their babies on Facebook all the time.
Yeah.
My baby looked great in monochromatic colors.
Does anyone get confused and think that your Facebook profile is actually the profile of a baby?
You know, it happens. I get pokes and some messages of like just goo goo gaga.
Right.
And I have to clarify that I'm an adult.
I have another social media one for you. Are you ready?
Okay.
14,190 retweets.
Is that the number of retweets of the president's account?
Mm-hmm. Getting warmer.
In relation to the marriage equality ruling?
Oh, see, it's way less important than that, unless you care more about guacamole than you do civil rights.
This is the beans in the guac?
The peas in the guac, yeah.
Right, right.
Would you put peas in your guac?
I do not put peace in my guac. And look, I breathe a huge sigh of relief when I saw the way the president took it to him.
What do you got for me?
$3 billion connected to the other Supreme Court ruling.
$3 billion is how much two hospital chains' stock jumped.
You essentially got it, man. That is the worth of the five largest publicly traded health insurance companies. Their stock shot up. And again, huge sigh of relief. I was a little concerned about the 9 million people that may have lost their health care due to the ruling.
Yeah.
But I was really concerned about the health insurance giants and whether they were going to continue to make money. So, you know, we can all rest easy. Those health insurance companies are making bank.
Brad Jenkins at Funny or Die in D.C. That tweet from the president, by the way, came from a New York Times recipe the president was disagreeing with on Twitter. Wherever you fall in the guac debate, you can find my insights on Twitter. I'm at the Brock Johnson. I'll happily tell you that if you want to succeed in guac making this weekend, you better switch those limes out for lemons. Extra zing. Just saying.